Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Pam Jardine. In this episode, you'll get a glimpse into the future of Totem Lake Mall, see the progress of construction on Northeast 85th Street, and enjoy the sights and sounds of special events held on a special holiday. A place where people want to be, gather, and enjoy themselves is what the new owners of Totem Lake Mall hope to create. CenterCal Properties recently purchased the mall property, and John Paul Wardy, president of CenterCal, shares his vision for redevelopment with Currently Kirkland.
You know, I think if you create a place that people want to spend time at, and a place that the community feels comfortable, then people want to come there. And when they come there, it builds more activity, and that activity is where people want to spend their time. So if you want to grab a cup of coffee and you can go to a great park area where there's people and families, and you can tell that the company that owns the project is maintaining it and really honoring their customer, then it's a place that you want to come back to because you feel like somebody cares about you.
In March, the City Council approved the extension and amendment of the redevelopment agreement for Totem Lake Mall and to have it reassigned from the previous property owner to CenterCal. The agreement sustains the city's original commitment to public improvements of $15 million to Northeast 120th Avenue, a public plaza, and possibly a portion of a parking garage.
But we envision it being a very walkable project, probably half street parking, half structured parking. 120th will be rebuilt and turned into a much more pedestrian-friendly street. Bringing in a new connector at 220th, right past where Ross is today.
A parking garage is planned for the upper mall, and there may be additional separate parking structures depending on the residential uses. And although it's too soon to talk about future tenants, CenterCal believes there is an opportunity to bring in a grocery store, movie theater, and possibly a hotel. Residential and office space are planned as well.
We've got a lot of great tenants that have been here a long time, so one of the opportunities we have is how do we take the best of what's here and integrate it into a new project? And sometimes that's easy and sometimes it's challenging, but we're committed to working with the community and some of our local businesses to figure out how to make great opportunities for them in the new project.
In addition to a park area that will be complemented with a water feature, outdoor seating, and gathering places, the redevelopment will integrate with Totem Lake and the Cross Kirkland Corridor.
One of the things that we were really excited about was hearing that the city had acquired the Yuppie Pawn Shop. And so a number of plans we've looked at have incorporated not only our project, but how we connect across the street into the Totem Lake and into the corridor. And we think there's a lot of amenities that we can add to our project that will be compatible and synergistic with the corridor, you know, bike sharing and other things that we think will be a great opportunity for people to come and enjoy a day in Kirkland.
One concept proposed by the Totem Lake Park Master Plan is a pedestrian bridge over the intersection of Northeast 124th Street and Totem Lake Boulevard. Although construction is anticipated to start in 2016 and be complete in 2017, CenterCal's immediate plans are to hold community meetings to share its vision and explore ideas.
One of the things we'll be working with the community on is trying to figure out what should the name of this project be moving forward.
For project background and to sign up to receive project updates via email, go to www.kirklandwa.gov and search Totem Lake Mall. Another major project on people's minds is Northeast 85th Street. The city's contractor is still on pace to finish the project by the end of October. That means the arterial will have a brand new surface with new intersection designs and signals at 124th and 132nd Avenues Northeast, as well as new sidewalks, new streetlights, and new systems to deliver drinking water and to disperse stormwater. Until then, the 44,000 commuters who use it every day should plan ahead for lane closures and congestion. This is especially true now, while crews continue building the corridor's sidewalks and driveways. Kirkland's contractor still has to install the new traffic signals, reconfigure the intersections at 124th and 132nd Avenue Northeast, and of course, repave the street. Repaving could begin as early as late September. As the warmer weather begins to settle in, Kirkland becomes a busy place. In our summer episodes of Currently Kirkland, we'll feature some of Kirkland's most favorite events. You can always find them on explorekirkland.com. Here are some sights and sounds of the Mother's Day Half Marathon and Kirkland Artist Studio Tours. Thank you for watching. Currently, Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube, and we air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov.